And so today we want to talk about, what does this say? Can everybody read it? Amen. Planning for success. Everybody say planning for success. Amen. That's the purpose for tonight. We're going to plan for success. You know, God never, ever has a failure. Just to let everybody know, God does not make failures. He is not a failure. Every time he works with people, there's no failure in it. The only time that failure happens is if someone doesn't obey the instructions that are laid down by God. But God wants all of us to succeed. Amen? You know, he talked to Moses. Moses, there were certain plans. He talked to them about building that tabernacle. Everything was so detailed that I can't even barely read it because it's too detailed for me. And every little specific thing, he wanted to use gold. He wanted to use beautiful colors. He wanted to use this. He wanted to use that. And so it's so specific. And how come when he comes to our lives, we think sometimes, well, maybe he doesn't really care about us. Did you know he cares for us? He cares for every one of us individually. He cares for us corporately, and he wants the very best for us. So I want to talk about planning for success because it takes something to plan for success. And in every area of life, if you're dealing with health issues, guess what? You got to plan for success. You got to find some scriptures. You got to find what God says about that. If you're having problems with your mind, if you're having problems with your thinking, you got to find out what God's word says. If you got problems with finances, find out what God's word says in every area. Relationships, amen, that's always a big one. With relationships, find out what God's word says and get the plan, get the purpose, amen. And so when it comes to the plans, we got to know that it's God Almighty. Over in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "For this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, to observe to do all that is written therein, then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success." Everybody say, good success. Good success. Amen. That's the purpose of this message. I want everybody to know that the purpose of this message is that you will have good success. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I believe this place. And this isn't, we're not selling Amway, just to let everybody know. But what we are doing is the word of God's going to work in our lives when we make the plan according to what God's word says. So it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night and observe to do." Everybody say, do. So it's not just saying, God telling us something and we're never putting it into practice. God always wants us to put into practice. I heard from a great man of God. He says, what do you want from God? Find out what the Bible says about it. Amen? Find out what God says about it. And when you find out what God says about it, you've got the will of God. So find out what God's word says about it, and you've got the will of God. So this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Everybody likes prosperity. I know that. And then you'll have good success. So the first point is have God's word. That's the first and foremost in everything, is have God's word. Smith Wigglesworth. How many ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth? Some 20-some people were risen from the dead. They were dead as doorknobs. And guess what? They came back to life. The guy was in the Word constantly. Lester Summerall, another great man of God, visited him, and he came into his house, and Smith says, "I was just reading, and come on over here, I'll read to you." And he read the book for a half an hour. Then he said, "Let's pray," and he prayed for a half an hour. Then he said, "Let's read," and he read for a half an hour. And then he said, "Let's pray," and he prayed for a half an hour, and he laid hands on him, and Lester says, "I was so happy to get out of there, I thought this guy is nuts." But soon as he left there, he said, "Hey, something happened to me in there, something happened to me in there," and he said he came back, and he came, went back for 2 full years, at different times, during couple of weeks, he went back, and the same thing happened. So that man, he said that he would read that Bible, and he would pray, and he would talk with God. And Smith Wigglesworth said something. He said, "I don't know God by feelings. I cannot know my God by feelings. or impulses or something. I only know God by the Word. What does the Bible say about God? The Bible says every good and every perfect gift comes from Him. They said that He is a good Father. He loves us. He died for us on Calvary's cross. He sent Jesus for us. So we find out about God and His goodness in what the Bible says, because the Bible is God's Word. So how many of you have feelings in here? Amen. Anybody don't have feelings? But sometimes the feelings can be right up. Woo! Amen. When we're worshiping, I feel great. Oh, man, I feel like party zone. All right. Amen. The anointing of God is here. Yeah, this is great. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm feeling good. But guess what? Some of that doesn't always feel too good. Sometimes when you leave this place, guess what? Sometimes there's no feelings at all. And then some other feelings can come our way and say, oh, you know, maybe God don't love you. Maybe God, you know, He's not really has His eye on you. No, He's got His eye right on you. He's got His focus right on you. Amen? So we can't go by how it looks or how it feels. We go by what God's Word says. And so we can learn from a great man of God, Smith Wigglesworth. He says, I know God by the Word. I know God by the Word of God. So Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 to 27, it says, my son, attend unto my words. So God is telling us some instructions of what we should do. This is an awesome portion of Scripture, Proverbs 4 verse 20. And we're talking about planning for success. It's the purpose. You have to have God's Word. You have to find that Word. Have God's Word is the number one thing. You always got to go to the Word of God. That doesn't mean we're robots, just to let everybody know. We're not robots, but we do have to walk by faith and not by sight, because the world is going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. Everything is against Christianity, against God's Word, against the things of God. And so we have to always go back to the Bible and say, what does the Bible say? What does God really say about the situation that I'm encountering? So it says here, my son, attend unto my words. Okay, Father, we're going to attend unto your words. Incline your ear. How many of you got ears here? Amen? We got ears right here. But guess what? There's a spiritual ear as well on the inside where we could hear God's voice. My son, attend unto my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. How many of you got eyes? Amen? And did you know about those eyes? There's a prophet in the Old Testament that actually was blind, but yet he saw and knew things supernaturally. Amen? So you got our natural eyes, and thank God I like to look and see good things. I see people. Amen? I see people hungering for God, thirsting for God. But yet there's a spiritual eye where we could see into the spiritual realm. We could see God Almighty. You know, I already see the streets of gold. Not physically with my eyes, but already I know the streets are gold. They're as gold can be, because the Bible tells me they're gold. And so I know that their streets are gold. We heard about the cloud of witnesses during our prayer time. There's prayer here every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, amen, for a half an hour. And we heard about the cloud of witnesses. There's a cloud of witnesses that are watching. They're observing us. My dad is there. His name is John. Pastor's dad is there. His name is Mark. See, we're following Scripture. Our dads were believers in the Bible. And there's other ones that you know that have gone on to glory, and they're peeking over the railings. And someone had a spiritual vision and saw that, and they're actually looking over, and they know what's happening to us spiritually speaking. So don't never think that you're all alone. Oh, it's just me. I'm trying to serve the Lord all by myself, and it's so lonely. I'm so lonely. No, you're not. You've got friends and family, amen, here on earth and actually in heaven that are cheering you on, saying, run your race. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. You're going to finish your course with joy, and you're going to do way more than I've ever done. Amen? Amen? So, my son, so you got eyes. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, where's your heart? Does anybody know? Some people say it's on the left, a little bit down there, about right over here. If you watch any mysteries, that's where they're always hidden for. And so that's the heart. That's the blood pump. But guess what? That's not the heart that the Bible's talking about. The heart is the real you. If I walk down the street with you and we're just walking away and talking, you're going to be communicating. You're going to be sharing some things. You're going to be talking from your heart. Things are going to be coming out there. Things might be coming out there like, I don't know, what am I going to do? You know, times are bad. Things are bad. Things are this. Things are that. Or the word of God could be coming out. You know, my God's supplying all my needs. I got blessed today. Hallelujah. I've got favor with God and with man. The healing power of God is working in my foot. Hallelujah. Perfected a healing and a cure. What's coming out of your mouth means life and death are in the power of the tongue. So that word right there is from heaven itself. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and he who loves it is going to eat the fruit thereof. We're going to eat the fruit whether we like it or not. So we might as well eat some good fruit. Amen? We might as well say some positive things about ourselves. Say, I'm anointed. Everybody say, I'm anointed. Amen. 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing which you receive abides in you. Woo! The anointing's in me. The anointing's in you. Hallelujah. It's abiding in there. Hallelujah. See, we got to find out what God's word says and stick with that. Don't say, oh, I'm not anointed. No, you're anointed because the Bible says you're anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, what kind of wife are you? Hey, a Proverbs 31 wife. I'm not me. I'm a man. Eh? But I'm just saying, if you're a woman, you could say, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Amen. I do good. Amen. My husband, if you want a husband, he's known in the gates. That means he's got a head on his shoulders. Amen? He's not in the back slum somewhere. He's all tanked up in a bush there. Passed out. Oh, that's my husband. Where is he? He's by that spruce tree over there. No, the Bible says he's known in the gates. Amen? Of the city. Hallelujah. He's got a say in the city. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's a Proverbs 31 woman. So hold fast to your husband if you got one. Amen. Encourage him so he can do something in the gates of some gate. Okay, so keep it in the midst of your heart. So your heart is on the inside of you. So when we have God's word on the inside of us, get it down there. Keep hearing it. When I was in Rhema, I memorized scriptures, especially the Ephesians prayers. They talked so much about them, I said, well, I want to know something about them. So I memorized them. And when you memorize them, you get them down in your spirit. God, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may know, not hope so, not maybe so, but we may know what is the hope of our calling, what is the riches. Amen. Everybody likes riches of the glory of your inheritance. Everybody likes a good inheritance. I don't know anybody. And usually when it comes time to inheritance, everybody's fighting. Everybody's fighting for their inheritance. That's a bad time in the natural. But the supernatural is far better with God because he's given us an inheritance in Christ. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Amen. You got everything you need to succeed in this life. Hallelujah, because Jesus Christ has provided it for us. If this wasn't real, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even serve the Lord. But he's made himself so real to me, I have to serve him. Amen? Because he's real. And the more I serve him, the more I get to know him. Amen? Hang around with Pastor Miss Anita, and they help. Hallelujah. Iron sharpens iron. Amen? That's my mentor. Hallelujah. He's one of my mentors. I've got other mentors, they're dead, a lot of them, but I still study them. Amen? He's the one of the last ones that are alive. Hallelujah. But there's many good mentors. Amen? Catherine Kuhlman is one of my mentors. I listen to her because I never found one that's more consecrated than her. She talks about, you know, knowing the Holy Spirit. And she gave her heart and life to God. Amen? She dumped that husband that she was with. Well, because that guy belonged to another girl. But she took him from another guy. No, he was the guy. Yeah, she got the guy from another girl. So after several years, she said, forget you. I should have left you in the first place. I should have never messed up with you. So it caused some delay in her action. But anyways, she got back on track. Amen? But a good consecration. Brother Hagin teaching us. Hallelujah. So keep them in the midst of your heart, for they're life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. That's Proverbs 4 and verse 20. Now, I use that scripture. I'm talking about your planning for success. Your purpose is getting God's word in your heart. When I was 7 or 8 years old, I don't remember, but I remember sitting in the Pentecostal church in Saskatchewan, and I couldn't memorize scripture. I was very bad with everything. Actually, I was a troubled kid. Anyways, I couldn't remember scripture, and they were telling us, you got to remember these scriptures. So I remember, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. So I would be able to quote it, at least in that church service, and I felt good about myself because I memorized one scripture. But years go by, I ended up using that scripture. Amen. How many know where Hudson is? It's by Sioux Lookout. Any hands for Hudson? Yeah, right over there, eh? So I ended up walking from Hudson about 7 miles through the bush as a non-Christian person. I was so scared. I was actually terrified. I was freaked right out. It was so dark, I couldn't see a thing. It was pitch black. I was scared of being now I'm not scared of nothing. Absolutely nothing. You could drive a stake right through my heart. It wouldn't bother me at all. You know, but then I was terrified, and so I started quoting that scripture. I remembered as a kid. I'm talking about getting God's word in your heart. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. And then I said it, and then all of a sudden it dawned on me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. And I said, oh, God, you're with me. And the sun was up, and so I wasn't dark anymore. It happened all at the same time. It was a very good experience. And maybe a lot of natural things involved, but still, somehow God works things out like that. So it wasn't dark anymore. The sun was coming up. Wow. And I knew he was with me. Do, 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 do. And so about a year later, I gave him my heart. I'm a stubborn guy. But what was it? That was getting the word in your heart. Amen? One little scripture. Imagine the whole of God's word that you know. If you would start putting it into practice. Amen? Start putting it into operation. So that's what I did. I started to speak it. So not having the word will give you the wrong results, because you're going to start doing things just in the natural because you don't know what the Bible says. Sometimes guys or girls that are single, they'll go ahead and mess with somebody that's an unbeliever. Well, the Bible says don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So that relationships only go so far because you're jeopardizing God's word. Now, it doesn't mean that something that can't work out of it. There's times there's like a good gambling chance, 1 in a billion, that something will happen, that one girl gets saved. Oh, yeah, I was dating this unbeliever. He was total heathen. He got saved. Yay! Well, that's good. You got a testimony. I tell you that. Because usually it doesn't work like that. Usually the believer ends up going down with the unbeliever, and they go down their road together, pounding each other. So, not having the word will give you the wrong results. So you have to speak it. Everybody say, speak it. And you got to act on it. So the number one is having that God's word in your heart, but then you have to do something with it. You got to release your faith. And releasing your faith comes by speaking it, not just when you feel good about it. You speak it because God's word said it. That's the main thing. I say things in line with Bible and what God's word said. So you got to say it. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So whatever in your heart was going to come out of your mouth. And if you don't have God's word in your heart, guess what's going to come out of your mouth? Something that's not scriptural. Now, there's a lot of things in the natural you can do. You can work really hard. You can go get that degree. You can go do this. You can go do that. And there's a lot of good things you can do, and you can succeed to a certain extent, but you can't succeed totally the way God desires you to succeed. You have to have God's word on the thing. Like I said once before, you could gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Well, that doesn't seem like very good success. Oh, they were so wonderful. They were great. They were a beautiful star in the sky. Man, they sang so good. They did all these things. But if you don't know God, it just seems like in vain. Amen? It seems like in vain. What if you gain the whole world and then lose your soul? There's those that find their life, but then they're going to lose it. But then there's those for lose their life for Christ, and then they find it. And so that's the kind of people that we want. So when it comes to having success, we're going to have God's word in our heart, but then we're going to start doing something. We're going to be speaking it. Amen? Amen. Using your mouth. And what kind of scripture and what you have in your heart concerning what God's dealing with you about. Amen? You should say, I've got favor with God and man. You should say things concerning your case, concerning healing. You got to say, himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Amen? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Hallelujah. I'm not healing myself. Bless God. God is my healer. He is the one that paid the price with the stripes on the back. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. So we say that with our mouth. We have it in our heart, and we speak it out of our mouth. We continually have that chain reaction of believing and speaking, and believing and speaking in our heart. Is once you believe it in your heart, then you must release it, and you release it with word or action. James 1:23 says, be doers of the word. Everybody say doers. Doers. So we all must be a doer of the word. And so anytime you have an opportunity to speak God's word, go ahead and speak it. I love the vehicle the best because I've driven a lot of miles in my car back when I was on the railroad. I was working on the railroad all along. And so I drove a lot of miles, and I could say things to myself. Amen? And so it's nice because no one would hear me. They wouldn't say, yeah, you stupid idiot. What are you doing? Nobody would know. Just me, God, and me and God. Amen? And so you could say things. So when you're in your vehicle, that's one of the best places. You go ahead and talk about how good God is in your life. Go talk about your healing. Hallelujah. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I'm a success financially. Amen? You say it because God's provided for you. Amen? He's provided for you. Don't sit there and, oh, what are we going to do? Oh, God, I can't stand this life of mine. I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm sick and I'm tired. Okay, you old sick person and tired, have a rest and get some health. Amen? So we don't want to say those things that condemn us and put us down. We want to say positive things. Amen? If you're married, say, I love my wife. Amen? Or I love my husband. The more you say it, the more it comes to pass. The more you say it, the more it becomes a reality. No, if she cooks me an egg, then I'll say I love her. If she washes the dishes, then I'll tell her I love her. If she does the laundry, then I'll tell her I love her. If she cuts the grass. No, you're saying it. Amen? You're speaking what God's word says. It says husbands. Very good. It says wives. They don't even know that part. Wives, submit. Okay, get the stones and start throwing them. Come on. But that word submit is not like you think. The old time way is bad. I don't want to talk about family members, but my grandpa was tough. He was a tough old man. And apparently he was rough. He didn't beat his wife, but apparently he threw it down the stairs. And so that's horrible. Let's get that Nestor. He deserves a good licking. And so, but the Bible says husbands love. And if all the husbands would love, ooh, you're so wonderful, then the wives would submit. Amen? But the husbands ain't loving, the wives ain't submitting, it's hell on earth. No. Okay. So we stick with God's words. Husbands, love your wives. Amen? And you guys take the other one and work with it. And so what does it say? Romans 10, 8 to 9. It says, what? The word is near you. Where is it? Everybody say, in your mouth. And in your heart. So what is it? The word of faith which we preach. It's in our heart and it's in our mouth. It's in our heart and it's in our mouth. When I said, Jesus, be my Lord, I really meant it from my heart. I said, okay, no more running. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust in you. I surrender my life to you. Amen. And it became a reality. It became such a reality that it shocked me. And that's why you see people that are born again, it shocks them. It shocks them because here they are, they couldn't understand, why would God be coming to the heart? He loves every single person, amen? He loves the worst wretch, the worst drunk, the worst drug addict, the worst perverted person. He loves them all, amen? And simple faith in Christ coming into the heart. But it doesn't end there. That's just the beginning. Then we must work with it, amen? Work with getting God's word in our heart, saying it with our mouth, getting it in our heart, speaking it with our mouth. Don't get results if you don't act on it. Amen? You're not going to get any results if you don't act on God's word. Jesus said to one of those people, he said that they had a heart full of faith, but then he said, get up. And so how does a lame person get up? They do it by faith. Amen? This lame person got up and was healed. So what does God's word say to you? Amen? If you say, I'm bound. This has bound me. Well, then you got exactly what you say. You say you're bound. You say you can't get rid of substance or whatever. Guess what? Bound and not able to get loose. But the Bible says, again, you go back to the word, it says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen? There was one fellow that had trouble smoking cigarettes. And he would smoke cigarettes. And then he finally said, you know, I thank you, Lord, for delivering me from cigarettes. Amen? I was just a weekend smoker myself, but not like some of these full-time smokers. But anyways, so it wasn't much of an issue. But this guy was hooked. And so he would say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from cigarettes. Yeah, but he's smoking. Why is he saying that? He's saying something that's not right. But guess what? By continually speaking it, you school yourself in faith. Because the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So did Jesus pay the price for you or not? He's just there for salvation, or is he there for every area of life? He's there for every area of life. Amen? Absolutely nothing is impossible with God. For all things are possible. Hallelujah to him who believes. So having it in your heart and saying it with your mouth. You can think it, but you must speak it and you must act it. Amen? Thank God for good thoughts, and I like good thoughts when they come around. And a lot of times there's bad thoughts. You know, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them if they're trying to get too close to you. Amen? You can knock them out of the air. And so these thoughts come, and somebody gets a bad thought, and they say, oh, God, I'm such a bad person. No, a thought is a thought. It didn't mean that it came from you. It could come right from the devil. It could come from the body. The body is not born again yet. Our bodies need, we're going to get a new body. It can come from an unrenewed mind. So thoughts come and thoughts go. But I like what Smith Wigglesworth said again. He says, if you're not tempted, then you're not worth a grain of salt. Wow, hey? Everybody's going to be tempted. Everybody's going to be tested. And if you're not, then there's something wrong. You're going to have tests and trials day in and day out. But the victorious one overcomes them. Amen? If you're yielding to every thought the devil brings against you, then you're in very, very, very bad shape. But when you resist the devil, the Bible says he will flee. Submit yourselves to God first. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So just because you think it, we have to go ahead and act. Amen? So my purpose about having success is having God's word in your heart and also speaking it out of your mouth or acting. In conclusion, my purpose for having success in every area of life is having God's word in your heart. You got to have a good supply of the word. Amen? A good supply of God's word. I had one scripture before I was born again, and it worked. How much more now when I've got a full supply of God's word? Amen? My supply in my heart is full of God's word. You got a problem? I got the word for it. Amen? Doesn't mean that you're going to believe it, but if you got a problem, I got the word for you. Amen? Because God's word is in my spirit. And if I don't have that exact word you need, guess what? The Bible is here. And the Holy Ghost is here, and he brings words. Amen? Just like a dove from heaven will come right in your spirit. You need a word. How many of you need a word? Amen? God's got the word for you. Amen? Because that's the way God loves faith. He is the faith man. He's the faith God from the get-go. You got somebody that's born of a virgin. You got someone that's got to live a sinless life. You got someone that believes he's going to die, be killed, and 3 days later he's going to rise up from the dead. He said it over and over and over to the disciples, time and time again, because God revealed that unto him. Jesus had God's word. Even though he's God, he has God's word in his spirit. He said, it is written. And he said, don't you know what the scriptures say? And so all of us should know what the scriptures say in the Bible and know it in our hearts as well. So we have God's word and we act and we speak God's word. Let's all stand and we're going to confess. Say, I will read God's word.
I will read God's word.
Say, I will think on God's word. I will get God's word in my heart. I will start speaking and acting on what I know. Amen. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus, for the mighty anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for success. 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 Hallelujah. And I was thinking, Pastor, hallelujah, I got that one scripture for you. Amen. When I knew you, that scripture in the Old Testament, there was a man that came up to David. The Spirit of the Lord came on him. And he said, David, we're with you. Amen. We say the same thing. We're with you. Success, success, success to you. Amen. And that's what it should be. The Spirit of God should be on you and say, success, success, success. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this house of faith. We thank you that we have success in every area of life. Hallelujah. Zombo kobeke. Irarabasha debereketa. Iva somala makata debeta berese. Zombo kosho. Bakasa. We pray out. Mysteries. We pray out secrets about the future. Hallelujah. Samboko tabarakadabasa. Good future. Good success. Hallelujah. Prosperity. Miracles. Signs. Wonders. Deliverances. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. Shamboko baremasa. Amen. Everybody say, I'm bold.
I'm bold.
I'm bold. Amen. Jesus told the man of God, he said, the more you say, I'm bold, and the more bold you are, the more signs, wonders, and miracles you will see. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's thank him once more. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Have a great Wednesday. Hallelujah.